Welcome to No Quarters, episode 4. We are a video game podcast where we talk about video games and other video game related video game issues.
And things.
Such as
video games.
Video games.
And sometimes not video games.
Sometimes.
Very minorly.
Games that are not video games.
Right.
Yeah.
Old school.
Yes.
So hey, guess what?
Exactly. But anyway.
I'm the Beach.
I'm Mackie.
I'm Harlow.
And we have a special guest this evening.
What?
Yes. Yes.
Wait.
It's not that special.
Well, yeah.
I'm just saying, like,
okay,
you're not going to go, like, you know, like, I don't know, whatever.
It's not a one-off.
No.
He's been here.
And he's doesn't like, ride the short bus.
It's not like
so
Cliff
Bleszinski
or somebody's yeah. here.
He's
or
been
Xbox
in
the Live Major Nelson.
Yeah.
Larry Herb,
Xbox Live Major Nelson.
Anyway, it's T-Stro. Welcome.
Shiny
lights T-Stro.
I guess he's kind of special.
He's
how high
T-Stro.
Are you in the Rock Band rankings?
It's less than 400 now.
Yeah, I see there you go.
Yeah.
That's pretty special.
T-Stro is the only person I know who has played more Rock Band than I have.
He's the only person I know who has his entire friends list full.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're all Rock Band players and then us.
Yeah.
Right?
You go to his house and turn on the Xbox and like you get 50 invites. They're like, dude,
Rock Band 2. Rock Band.
Rock Band 2. Yeah.
LFG, Trench Run.
Lego. it's all hitting the Legos now, too. So.
Yeah, but he's also the first person I know who had an arcade machine in his house.
Yes.
And that's actually how I became friends with him, because I heard he was building one. And I was like, okay, I have to see this.
Hmm.
And
it was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was like close to 10 years ago. So.
Has it been that? Yeah. I guess it's been a while.
We're old.
Yeah. But yeah, but anyway, he's here to talk some games with us. So welcome.
All right, thank you.
We'd rather have Cliff Bleszinski.
He'd be more extreme. We can't call him Cliffy B anymore.
We can't?
No, he's Cliff Bleszinski now, officially.
Clifford?
No. Yes, Clifford Bleszinski.
Apparently, Cliffy has some kick-ass news soon.
Oh, really?
Oh, all his news is kick-ass.
I would be shocked if it was Gears of War 3.
You mean,
only 2 years after the original.
Maybe.
Gears of War 2. The original Gears of War 2.
Lost Planet 2 will sport some Gears of War cameos. That's
yeah, I heard
all.
That.
They already said that.
BFD.
But anyway, yeah. Let's talk video games, people.
Video games.
I beat Batman.
Yay.
Fuck yeah.
Arkham Asylum.
Hmm.
That game's awesome.
Wait a second. Did you beat it?
He beat it,
but he didn't complete it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, I'm working through the challenges now, which you...
Mm-hmm.
And it's something I'm still impressed with. Have 1,000 points in that game.
I do.
Which is hard.
Yay.
Hard as fuck to do that. I mean, like, that is just doing some of the stuff in those challenge arenas is among the most frustrating gaming you will do.
Yeah. So I, like, 90% of the game within the first month of it coming out, well, give or take with my whole Xbox debacle I talked about last episode.
Yeah.
But so I beat normal mode and found all the challenges. The only thing I had left to do was, I think, 2 achievements for challenges and playing it through on hard. I breezed through hard, like, because I didn't care about finding stuff.
Well, yeah, but you said, but I remember you telling me that you went through and you beat the challenge rooms first.
Right.
And then you went through hard, and hard took you, like,
evening
to do.
Yeah, it was.
Without much effort.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Because, yeah, that's true, because by that time, the combat challenges were what were holding me back. I had all the Predator challenge done, and I spent about probably 30 minutes to an hour on Shock and Awe Extreme. Ugh, mostly because it's timed. Yeah, so it was a combination of doing it fast enough and getting enough points
and
so
dudes that, with shock batons
which by the end
the worst part.
They really didn't even faze me. I mean, the only thing that even fazed me in the challenges later was, like, the Titans, just because they would mess up your flow.
The shock baton guys, I would just accidentally hit one of them.
Yeah.
That would be what would screw me up.
Yeah.
But then I spent a good solid at least two hours on Rumble in the Jungle Extreme.
The very last one.
Rumble.
Oh, dear God.
I went from
getting lucky if I was getting 20,000 to creeping into 30, and then I think one time I had like 49.5 and I almost threw the controller because you have to get 50 to gold it or whatever. And I almost threw the controller, so I just took a little break and focused myself and somehow came back and got like 67,000.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know how.
You're way up there on the leaderboards.
Yeah, I don't know. It was weird. Somehow it just all went right that one.
I'm only at around like 26,000 on that one.
Yeah.
And that one, and I guess 30 is when you get the first, like the bronze medal kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
Yeah, one thing I should have listened to your advice on is doing the challenge rooms as I unlocked them. Okay. Because what I did, you know, I played through, I had only played about maybe a quarter of the game last podcast. You know, I was up to the first Scarecrow encounter. And, you know, I played through, beat all of it, kind of took my time playing the game. But I got to the very end, and I decided once I got there that I was going to have to do the Party Pooper achievement, which was a little bit frustrating because this achievement basically means at the very end of the game, like, there's maybe two scenes after this one section. You have one chance where you have to fight 20 guys who are in a room, and they won't attack you. They'll just stand around clapping and wearing party hats. And if you can just ignore them and just go on through and, you know, do the end of the game, basically. And, I mean, at this point, it's not really a spoiler to say this, but, I mean, it's like, you know, you're at the end of the game when you get to that point. And you can skip it and just go in and play. But the only way to do it again, if you really want that achievement, is to play through the entire game again. So it's kind of like, you're there, you're like, all right, fine, let's just do this. And my problem with that achievement was that the game does not prepare you for that level of difficulty, just fighting the normal groups of guys throughout the game.
Yeah. I mean, are there 20 of them?
I think there's four outside, and I want to say like 16 inside.
Yeah.
Something like that. And it's a very small room, so it's like you have to know what you're doing. And the game doesn't really prepare you for that. So I got stuck there for like two nights worth of playing, where I would just be like, I would keep trying and keep trying and keep trying and keep trying. And
oh, and the angry Xbox Live messages I
yes.
got.
Oh, yeah. I sent some very, I was like
fuck, and, I'm and about the, to fuck this fucking game and it's yeah.
And that's the thing, is I was loving the game up to that point. And then I got there and I was like, why did they do this? And I guarantee you that was in the game. Like, you had to fight those guys to get through the door. Right. In testing, I guarantee you that was in the game. And then they said, no, we got to, if they want to do it, they can do it. But we should make this optional. But, you know, knowing how people play for achievements, or at least people like me
you.
Play. Yeah, like, no, but I know a lot of people that, like, yeah, I know. Were like, okay, I'm here, I have to do this one. And, you know, trying to get that and not being able to go back until another entire playthrough kind of sucks, because it killed the momentum of that game for me. Because it was like, I was just kind of like, I want to see the end, but I don't want to skip this because I don't want to have to play it again, because the only other time I'm playing through again is on hard whenever I go for that achievement. So it's kind of like, it's just a poorly placed one to make it that you can't go back to, kind of. So that frustrated me. But once Harlow, I'm just going to give it away. He gave me the best piece of advice ever, short of do the challenge rooms because you learn how to fight, which, yeah, now I could go through and do Party Pooper 20 times and beat it 20 times easily now, mm-hmm. because I've gotten good at the challenge rooms. But what he told me is, use the gel. If you put the gel on the floor before you start the fight, you can knock out a whole bunch of guys in the very beginning, and that gives you everything you need to be able to beat the rest of them. And if I hadn't done that, I would probably still be trying to beat that freaking thing a week and a half later. Yeah,
we're glad there were 2 weeks between this podcast and the last.
Yeah.
Because about...
There was a little bit of anger.
About a week.
It needed to subside.
Yeah, I'm much calmer about it now. And the game, you know, it's like everyone has said, the game is fair. It really is. Yeah. You're either good at it or you're not. And it's not like it cheats you out of anything.
Yeah.
It's completely fair in its combat.
The only thing are the like lunatic monkey guys.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Those guys are kind of not fair.
Well, they only show up, yeah. There's maybe, yeah, 10 in the regular game, right, and then they just show up in that endless...
Yeah, the infinite challenge room.
The insane night pack?
Yeah.
That's the only places they show up.
Yeah.
But even so, there's a way to beat the guys, and they never really cheat you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I've learned that, but I was frustrated as hell because the game really does not prepare you to be doing that achievement if you have just been playing the game, and I had not done a single challenge room before that.
Yeah. Well, if you've done nothing that weekend but play that game, it's no problem, because I've described this before, I think, on this podcast, that I played that game for 2 days straight, practically. I woke up Saturday morning, I woke up Saturday morning, and played as far as I could get until I fell asleep, and then woke up Sunday morning and played as far as I could get till I fell asleep and beat the game. And I think I got through that on my first try, but it was insane in the zone. I don't think I could do it again like that.
Mm-hmm.
I had no problem with that room.
Yeah, with you talking about it, playing through hard, because I didn't have to do it. I'm going to paraphrase the listener comment that you don't beat those guys in a room. mm-hmm. for an achievement, you beat them because you're the goddamn Batman. Yeah. Not our yeah. listener, but you know, that was, I believe, quoted off of Giant Bomb. Yeah. By somebody that wrote into them. But yeah. So even on hard, I was like, I'm just going to take these guys out because they're there. And that's actually where I got the gel idea. Because I was expecting it to be hard because you'd been talking about it. And I'm like, well, I'm on hard mode now, so I could get my ass kicked potentially. And, you know, the gel thing, mm-hmm. It was like, hey, they're not attacking. If I space this gel out in three spaces across the room.
As soon as you told me that, I beat it first try right after you told me that. I set the gel down, and it's like, oh, there we go.
Yeah.
They're all dead. And this is after me seeing two nights of playing for like an hour and a half each night going, why, God, why did they do this to me?
Are you going to play through on hard?
Yes.
Okay.
Not right now. I'm going to play a few other games and come back to it.
Beat them up like a man then next time.
Because really, the story is pretty awesome in that game.
Yeah.
I mean, everywhere it goes. And I really like that the boss fights don't repeat themselves very much at all. Like you learn new skills and you use them each time, and each boss fight feels unique.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yes.
In that definitely. You don't...
I was going to say, within the boss fights, they repeat their same shit.
Yeah, but as far as, like, you know, when you're...
Each boss fought a different way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. The only one that was annoying on hard, I'll say, is Poison Ivy. That was annoying on hard.
She was annoying to me in general, but yeah. I suck at games.
Well, so. That was one of the ones where on normal, it wasn't a big deal if you accidentally rolled into her little grab you on the floor vines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that, like, would tick off half your health in hard.
Really? Really
quick. Yeah. I mean, you pretty much had
my,
that. Like,
my
oh,
problem
crap,
with
hey,
that
hey,
fight
hey.
Was when there were things they would shoot at you that were on. You couldn't, if you were going to hit her
right.
in the window that it gave you to throw your things at her, you were going to get hit by one of her
yeah.
whatever energy ball things.
Yeah. Oh, before we start talking about the Batman, can I gloat one more time?
Okay.
About what I did on the Endless one?
Yes.
just because I still don't know how I did this, but the on one of Insane Night Packs, it's not a challenge like the other ones. There is an infinite number of guys that will just mm-hmm. keep coming out. And I somehow,
it's just a survival mode.
It's fight as many guys as you can until you die. I somehow racked up 100 hit combo.
That was pretty impressive. I was there.
That's insane, especially with the crazy with the
yeah. I just somehow I saw them right at the right seconds. I either knocked them down in my crazy let's take out some guys, or I just somehow got lucky and hit Y every time they came at me.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Well, you told me when you were playing through on hard, you were routinely getting the 40 hit combos.
Oh yeah,
like every fight.
Yeah, it was funny because I struggled with that for a while. Even on normal, and then somehow in the challenges in hard mode, I was just doing it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think you racked up like a 50 or 60 hit combo one time.
Well,
in hard.
You're officially like the Zen master of that game.
Pretty much.
I don't know.
I've got, you know, I've beaten most of the challenge rooms with like one with a bronze, and I've got a 3 on maybe the very first one. But like to get 3, to get the gold on that last one is completely insane.
You've melded with the game.
I guess I have. Well, what's funny is, I mean, I've talked a lot of trash, but the combat kind of reminds me a little bit of Assassin's Creed. Like, when you get into that's one of the things I actually enjoyed about Assassin's Creed was walking into a bunch of guys and just going to town with that. It's like a jazz rhythm kind of fighting. It's not button mashing.
Right. It's
you know, it's a timing thing. And like,
timing
you just watch the
and
guys.
Knowing when to counter was very, like countering was the most important thing. In
being patient
Creed.
Enough to counter.
And that's one of the things I was great at in Assassin's Creed. I mean, granted, I complain about that game, but that was fun to me. Like, find the biggest group of enemies and just jump right into the middle and go, all right, come on.
Yeah.
You know.
And in that way, it actually kind of reminds me of God of War to a degree because, you can just lay waste to guys with the square button or whatever button you press to kill dudes. But when you're in some of the later levels and you have the enemies that you have to do certain things to kill these guys and this guy's got a shield, you do get in that button rhythm where it's, all right, hit, big hit, dodge, jump, hit.
Timing becomes so... And you told me also one of your tricks was that I was getting too eager to just like jump to the next guy immediately because I was so worried about my combo ending. Whereas you said, just take your time. Don't jump to the next guy right away. You know, pick which one you want and then go for him and just be patient with the buttons. And as soon as I started doing that is when I started getting huge combos out of that game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that kind of combat, not frenetic, just like a timing like I said, a jazz combat.
Yeah, but that's why that game is so awesome. It's not only is the story, you know, the story in it is fantastic, the voice acting is fantastic, the graphics are fantastic, but even just going back and playing, you know, just fighting is so much fun.
T-Strel sitting there with a blank stare on his face. Like,
I haven't played this. Should we talk about yet. Something that I like?
Well, I almost got it into your realm. I was saying there's a rhythm to it. So
Yeah, it's exactly like a rhythm game. Only you're fighting dudes.
Yeah, except there's no little colored lights telling you when to press buttons.
There are, because the combo.
Well, actually, just hearing about it, it's actually making me want to play it. So
yeah, it's awesome
a lot
game.
Of fun.
Yeah,
and
fuck it, play it on easy. I mean,
yeah, just to experience
about,
the game.
If you're worried about the you know, the combat or what puzzles there are.
I never got stuck in the game except on Party Pooper, which is optional, which was the smart move to do it that way.
Yeah.
I just wish there was a way to replay it without having to replay the entire game to get to that point.
Yeah.
But, and one other thing is I wanted to talk about is the collection in the game. All the extras, all the Riddler stuff. That's a game that did collection exactly how it needed to be done. Because it unlocks new stuff. It's actually fun to sneak around and find new things, which...
And you never feel that stuck because you can go find the area map and you've got your detective mode. So between the two, it's not like you're going out super out of your way. It's more
it's never like hunting in hunting for a needle in a haystack.
And
it's always...
It's not hard to find the maps either.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The maps aren't like super secret.
Yeah, but the maps are hidden. In that you're not just going to wander through a hallway and suddenly, oh, here's the map.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, you have to seek them out.
But you can find them. It's not like you have to, you know, fly up or climb up to some giant spire and then glide down.
But that's a stark contrast to the game I played right after.
Hey, segue.
Was Transformers, the movie, the game.
Oh, would that be from Gamefly?
Yes, that would be the game, the infamous number 16 on my queue from Gamefly that they sent
me. That's Transformers, the toy,
the cartoon.
The cartoon, the movie, the cartoon,
game.
The toy, the game, or the toy, the movie, the game?
Yes.
Something like that?
Explosion.
From the first movie.
Kaboom!
The first movie. I haven't played the new one yet.
You haven't played Transformers 2 Revenge of the
Fire? I did get that for like a dollar, so I'll have to play that one soon. But, yeah, that game, I had beaten everything in it except finding all the last Energon cubes. And there are...
Put the Energon cube in my chest.
Yeah.
Put it in me, Sam.
You do that voice a lot better.
Slowly.
Got it in me, Sam.
Yeah. And this is like why games that get collection completely wrong. Like Batman, they do everything right. This one, in Transformers, there's 10 levels in the game. 8 of them have the cubes you can collect, and of those 8, each one has 100 cubes in it. So you're looking for 800 cubes.
Whoa,
over the course
whoa,
of the
whoa,
game.
Whoa, whoa! You never told me it was 800.
It's 800.
Yeah, fuck agility orbs.
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing.
It's worse than agility orb. And the thing is, they don't make a sound like then. Yeah, and it's completely random. Like there is no rhyme or reason to where they are. It's like you can
also agility orbs.
No.
There was no...
Yeah, but this is worse, because it's like when you...
Find the Energon cube in Megan Fox's snatch. First place I looked.
Yeah.
And the best part is...
I didn't
know,
even know there were Energon cubes to look for when I was looking there.
Wow. All right.
Sorry, once a week.
Yeah, I don't even follow that. No, but there were...
Find the snatch cube, Sam.
Ah, Transformers. Michael Bay. I love it.
Kaboom! I've had way too many energy drinks today, so I apologize for all that.
Yeah, but anyway, the best part of trying to hunt these down is, you know, you know what you do? You go on the internet and you find a map.
Yay!
That's what you do when you have a collector.
Is there a map
game.
For that?
Seriously. There are maps that are scans, apparently, from the strategy guide that doesn't have all the orbs on it or all the Energon cubes on it. It's like, you know, and you look on the message board where somebody posted them, and they're like, why are there only, like, 93 on the map where there's supposed to be 100? You know, and then so people would, like, list where, okay, well, I think it's this one here. So, I mean, even the maps that are on the internet didn't have all of them. So it became a matter of trial and error and, you know, sometimes you would round a corner, and it's like, oh, there it is in the middle of the street. Okay, that's easy. And then there was one, it's like, there it is between the two dumpsters that you have to jump over three buildings to get to, and, you know, it's in this little corner that you've probably walked by 20 times, but you just didn't angle the camera that specific way to find
it. I got to ask this about it. If you start knocking stuff over, do they at least stay stationary, or they move?
The orbs?
Are they like an object in the game?
Energon? Yeah. Yeah, they're an object. They don't fall. They stay where they
are. Oh, okay. That's what I was
asking.
Because
they're all like floating a little bit above the ground.
Kind of. I just didn't know like...
destroy everything until you find it.
I think that's where he was going.
Yes. Yeah. There was one that I think the second level is once you beat everything, you're in this little suburb and you control Optimus Prime. And I had one Energon cube left. One. And I swear to God, I had gone block to block, canvas this entire map, and I was like, I can't find this fucking Energon cube.
The cube is, there is no cube. It was inside you the whole time.
So, yeah. So eventually what I end up doing is I just said, fuck it, and started destroying everything in the level, hoping that, like, being able to see through buildings would allow me to find the other one.
This is emergent gameplay, folks.
Yeah, and I'm just like, and there was a certain point where we realized, like, I had leveled this entire city, and, like, everyone's attacking me, and I had just decimated everything. Every building is on fire, and it's all gutted out, and I'm like, wait a minute, I'm Optimus Prime.
This is so awesome.
Like, what the fuck am I doing?
I am Optimus Prime.
Like, I'm Optimus.
I am going to fuck your city to death.
Yeah, you know, it's like the police car's like, boo, boo, and I'm like, I just started destroying everything in sight that was possible. And the worst thing is, I still couldn't find it.
Jesus.
I couldn't find it anywhere. And then eventually I wandered through like a neighborhood where I'm like, okay, yeah, you're all dead. I've killed everyone. And there it is sitting between two of the houses in the neighborhood. And I swear to God, I'd run down that street 50 times before trying to find this
stupid
thing.
God damn it, Sam. I've looked here 50 times.
But yeah, so I finally...
Get off my back.
I honestly think like that game was like a punishment for people that want achievement points. It was like one of those deterrents. Like, you know what? You need to... It's like an intervention. the game is just saying, you need to stop. This is what's wrong with you. I think that's the only excuse they could have had for putting 800 fucking Energon cubes in the game, then being like... Yeah, you have to find all of these to get 100% in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing they unlock is concept art.
Oh.
Or actually, it's not even concept art. Usually it was the covers from the 1980s fart. Comic books.
Hmm.
Like, that would be the cover. It'd be like...
I would have no motivation because I can go to my closet.
I know, I've got...
Yeah, the very last one was like the Game Over Optimus Prime cover. And that was like the very last one. And I was like, really?
Hmm.
That's it? I could buy that comic for a quarter right now. And you know what? It would have gone a lot quicker.
You probably would burn it.
I'm disappointed at the Google search results for Optimus Prime fuck shit up. Or Optimus Prime will fuck you up.
Well, trust me.
I'm going to try.
I made sure that he did.
Optimus Prime is fucking shit up.
Even better was at a certain point you unlocked the G1, the Generation 1 skin for Optimus Prime, so he looked like the old truck and not the movie truck. So that was kind of fun to destroy the entire city. But yeah. I went completely nuts hunting these stupid Energon cubes for no reason. But anyway, destroying the entire city as Optimus Prime, I felt very Michael Bay-ish.
Hmm. As well you should.
Of course, you know,
it
kind of became a slow motion thing, too, because the frame rate dropped so significantly because of all the fire and smoke and everything falling apart around
me. So you had
me.
Actually time to look for it.
Long story short, I was Optimus. I destroyed an entire city, but I got all my Energon cubes.
And I sent
it back to Gamefly and haven't canceled yet because I removed everything from my queue except for like three brand new releases. So we'll see what happens.
You took everything out of your Gamefly cube.
My Energon cube.
Everything your Energon cube.
You took everything out of your Energon cube, Sam. So everything but which games?
I left Bayonetta, Darksiders, The Saboteur, and Dark Void.
They're going to put something on your list and give it to you instead.
They're
going to
be like, we noticed you removed NBA Live 2006.
Obviously, you wanted E.T. for the Atari 2600.
I bet they'll send me a PSP game.
Hmm.
Like, you wanted Monster Rancher.
They're going to send you Scribble Nuts.
You know what they're going to get back? An envelope full of plastic pieces.
That would be awesome. That's what I actually suggest you do with Transformers, a game. Put it in the envelope.
It's already been sent.
In 800 pieces.
Yeah. No, put it in the envelope and then break the shit up.
Yeah. We do not encourage
fuck
vandalism
you, Gamefly.
Here at
headquarters. Yeah. So I'm really curious to see what they'll do now, what they'll send me.
Nothing.
Because I've given them four brand new releases. I am fully expecting an email that says, nothing you want is available right now.
Please add more
games you're looking for.
And you can't, and if that happens, I will cancel immediately.
You have four on your list right now?
There are four on my list.
They're probably going to come back and say, you know, with this few games on your list, we don't have, yeah. Or tomorrow you'll get an email saying, we've changed the terms of service here at Gamefly, and you must have at least 10 games on your list now to get any video games, so that we can send you number 10 and number 9, but 9 will be broken in half, and 10 will have a scratch halfway through that will ruin your game experience.
Yes.
That's what Gamefly sounds like.
If they send you ET for the 2600, can I borrow that?
I have the actual ET
I think
for
I do
2600.
Too.
Yeah, I had like
I think
copies.
Everybody has one, because we've all... If they weren't in the landfill, everyone else had a copy that had 2600.
Never.
Really?
Yeah.
Never. You didn't get disappointment for Christmas then, so you lucked out.
True.
I'm probably one of the few people in this entire face
Wait, they
of
made
Earth
Tony...
that liked that game.
They made Tony Hawk Ride for the Atari 2600?
They did. It had motion controls.
Wow.
The motion was his neck went up and he went...
Tony Hawk's neck?
No, E.T.'s. Oh. But Tony Hawk's neck might...
Tony Hawk's E.T. for the Atari 2600.
Mm-hmm.
Future, it comes with a plastic bicycle.
E.T.'s underground. A tug.
I want Tony Hawk's Hawks.
Tom Clancy's Tony Hawk's Hawks.
Right. Tony, the terrorists are invading. We're going to need you to take them out. I'm on it, Chief.
Right on.
900.
Do a barrel roll, Tony.
How about a 900? How about a 900 instead? Woo!
Woo!
It's the official sound of a 900.
Is it?
Wow.
Seems much more exciting on
Could
TV.
Could we be any more off the rails right now?
No. There's no rails to be on. What rails?
Right.
Okay.
Hey, speaking of
so
subscription
now that we've
services.
Talked about what games I've been playing.
Oh. Is that what we were doing?
An hour.
Yeah. Well,
Hey, T-Strail.
Have you played anything new?
Not new, actually. Well, yeah.
New to you.
The Rock Band Lego.
Lego Rock Band?
Yeah.
So tell us all about it.
It's the exact same as regular Rock Band with a different music, no fail mode, family stuff.
Gotcha.
It's fun.
Yeah, I liked playing it at your house. There were some good songs on it. I like that it pulls a lot of your DLC in from the regular Rock Band, so that's pretty cool too.
Anything obscenely unfamily friendly that makes it through?
No.
No?
Hardly anything.
That's cool.
Well, I mean...
The final countdown?
Yeah, the guitar solo.
Ghostbusters.
I seem to remember the guitar solo being a pain in the ass on that game.
Yeah, but, you know, with the no-fail mode, family mode, it's all good. It's easy enough.
Yeah, I seem to remember it, like, if you failed out, it would kind of let you play a section to get back in. So you could continually fail over and over and over.
Oh, yeah, we failed a lot of
Yeah,
because
that's what
song.
I did. What was that? Two Princes? The Spin Doctor song?
Oh, shit. Why are we not playing this right now?
Yeah.
I did bring it.
I know. Why are we not playing this right now?
What do? You can sing the whole song like a retard. It's fun.
Yeah.
I've done it.
But that song on drums just murdered me. It completely murdered me.
What was the one? There was one, the bass line. Jesus. I don't remember what it was. There was something I was like, oh, this will be fun. Holy crap.
Was it Ghostbusters?
No, Ghostbusters was easy. I don't know. Yeah.
But for me, it had Tick, Tick, Boom by The Hives, which I would have paid the $60 just to get that song.
Wow.
And that one, it did not disappoint playing it on drums either. It was just as much fun as I was expecting it to be.
Nice. Mm-hmm. At one point, you could, like, I think right before the Christmas holiday or the December holiday, whatever you
Old
fucking
Navy.
Celebrate. Old Navy had it. Yeah. If you bought like $20 worth of clothing,
that's how I got it.
But you got a fucking
that's how you
free
got
Lego
yeah.
Rock Band.
Wait, you're not joking?
Yeah, but
no.
No, but it was like.
Oh.
But this was the day that it opened at 3 a.m.
Yeah,
right.
It was for one
and
day.
It was, and
every
I think
store
they had
like
copies.
20 copies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
But
so what, you really had to be like dedicated to getting Lego. Rock Band.
No, I just
my fiance's mom.
The crossover was a little weird there. I'm just
my
sorry.
Fiance's mom went in. And bought like 2 shirts for her son and got the game for free. And that was my Christmas present.
Oh,
no, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's nice. Pretty awesome that she was in line that early.
Yeah, I know, right?
I
had to work that day, so I was not going to be at Old Navy at 3 a.m.
I had to sleep that day.
I thought she said Old Navy because we were talking about non-determinate holiday, and I thought that was their Chris Mahanza Kwanzaa or whatever. I was like,
well,
I had no idea
Horizon.
It was actually a.
Yeah, no, that connection. Was one of their. That was like
okay.
One of their Black Friday specials, was that?
Yeah, it was Black Friday.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. But then it was weird because they didn't even have the game in store. Like, as far as like the kiosk that was set up, they had a Beatles Rock Band kiosk set up.
Yeah, they it was weird.
And I was just like, you know what?
I haven't been in an Old Navy in a very long time. Why the hell do they even have that?
I don't know. It's the weirdest thing. They just decided.
It's just like in the middle of.
Yeah. Hey, World Navy, why don't you buy a video game?
Okay. No, did they even have it for sale?
No, they didn't have it for sale. It was just for free.
It was like, hey, why don't you play Rock Band?
That's so weird.
It really was.
I mean, that's like having like, you know, the car like they have in the middle of the mall and like the middle of Barnes & Noble. Like, hey, maybe you might like this car while you're looking at books.
It's like having a Cartier kiosk in a 7-Eleven or something.
Yeah, it's just very strange.
Yeah, incongruous. It didn't make
sense. But yeah, I mean, the thing about Lego Rock Band, it had some good songs in it, but there weren't that many. It's like we kind of, I got to say, during the course of the party that we were at where we played all those songs, it was kind of like, we were all just like, all right, we've played everything we want to play here.
Mm-hmm. Was I there for that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I was probably trashed.
Yeah, you were. I believe you were.
Yeah.
It was New Year's Eve?
You were singing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was a good time. But
Man, I get fucked up. Like, I don't need a reason to, especially if there's Rock Band involved.
So, you know, it's funny, though. I got invited to do a Rock Band night down at Five Points Coffee and Spice.
Oh, are you going to be doing what night?
I think I'm probably going to do it Tuesdays.
Tuesdays?
That's cool. Hmm. That's a local coffee shop here in town, and they're pretty open to doing, you know, crazy things. So
you do realize we've confused every listener, because, like, I think every major city has a place called Five Points.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay,
but that's fine.
I know.
Yeah,
they well, can all show up on Tuesdays.
Yeah. Come on down.
And if you see Rock Band there, points, you might be in coffee the right city.
Place. Well,
if you can find Five Points Coffee and Spice,
oh, okay,
on a Tuesday, then go
show
there.
Up there and show up. Start your own Rock Band night.
Yeah, I could go there, play some drums. Yeah.
You might be able to meet the crew of No Quarters, also the crew of the Banffcast might be there.
Yeah. Oh, what?
Yeah,
those fuckers,
or at least
some of the guests.
Yeah,
you just might see them. But, I also got some DLC for Rock Band.
Oh, cool.
What did you get? A few new songs picked up. Picked up the White Stripes pack.
Meh.
Which, yeah, it's on drums.
It's like one guitar and drums and vocals.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed when I bought it, and I was like, oh, yeah, they don't usually do much
for their drums. Did you try playing Icky Thump on guitar?
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's insane. But, I don't know. That one was easy. I don't know. They're really easy, but they're fun. I don't know how that is. I think there's just like something.
It's like
primal
Moni.
About.
It's like
how,
Moni.
Yeah, it's
Moni
like
Moni
about
is
how
so repetitive.
Play. Yeah, but how it's just like just. I don't know why it just seems like I want to bang on those drums harder during those songs because they're just those types of songs and that's why they're fun. And right. I also grabbed the two Phoenix songs, 1901 and Listomania, which I think they kind of missed the boat on those as far as if they had put them out 6 months ago, I think they would have sold like. Fucking gangbusters, but I think most people who like aren't really into those songs have kind of been like, yeah, those were good, and then they were in the Cadillac commercial and fuck Phoenix now, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah. But
they are a pretty okay band.
Yeah, but it was something I noticed though is no matter how many times I've heard the song, I'm never quite sure how to play it until it, you know, shows up on the screen.
Gotcha.
And they were both a lot harder than I thought they were going to be. I mean, I knew there were going to be a few parts that were going to be confusing, but I don't know. It's kind of, that's one thing about Rock Band DLC that's always been kind of like the little, I don't want to say deep dark secret about it, but it's always when there's a song you really love and then you get it and it's hard as fuck.
It's not exactly what you thought it was going
to be. Yeah. And it's like, ah, you know, just kind of like in El Scorcho when they make you sing the wrong part at the end of it.
Oh, God.
You know, that sort of thing. It's like, That's how 1901 was a lot easier, but Listomania, that's how that was for me, where it was like there's just a section with the toms that for some reason the timing, even though I'd heard the song 1,000 times, I could not get the timing right on it, so I failed out like the first 3 times I tried it. And it's always disappointing when you get a new song and you're like, yes! Yes,
so
they're finally putting it out in Rock Band!
You know
and
the
then
song.
You get, like,
and you...
then it's like, Droom! Your guy's walking off the stage, it's like, Listomania failed. 30%. You're like, God damn it.
Can I exchange this for something I don't fucking suck at? What's today? Today's the 26th?
Yep.
So when
spoiler.
You get this...
too soon.
So when you hear this podcast, you will have already probably bought the new ones. Rage Against the Machine, Bulls on Parade, which is fucking awesome. And my favorite Blue Oyster Cult song ever, Godzilla.
And that's where those points are going to be going. Yeah. Points I got for Christmas.
I'm definitely getting Bulls on Parade.
Nazareth. Hair of the Dog. I haven't even heard that fucking song.
Yeah, you just want to say Nazareth.
The iMother, Nazareth. The iMother Earth song they picked.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they didn't pick So Gently We Go, which is actually, like, at least I don't know if this was a thing like in other places. And, I mean, it was one of those songs that was like a, I thought it was a one-hit wonder for them. And it wasn't even really that popular, but the radio station where I grew up played the hell out of it in like 95.
I don't even know what
96.
Fucking song you're talking about.
So. I'll have to play it for you. It's a really good song.
Why don't you sing a couple bars?
No, that's all right. And it's not really about the singing either. It's all about like, it's like just one of those big epic 7-minute songs that's really good. So I don't know why they didn't release that one. Instead, they released a generic sounding whatever from the rest of the album.
Oh, well.
See, that's I never understand why they pick what songs they do.
I don't know. It's
whether it's
kinda
the artist that picks them that says, hey, here you can have.
Right.
Here's five, you know, pick one. Or I don't understand their whole process sometimes.
Maybe they go by like European iTunes downloads.
Well, maybe. No, that's SingStar.
Yeah.
Half the SingStar store is like songs you've never heard of because they're huge in Europe, which apparently that game is too.
God.
Here's Europe by Europe.
Rock Band 3 really needs to integrate that whole video thing.
Oh, they, yeah, that's awesome.
Videos the whole YouTube video thing that SingStar has.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that part. I thought you meant the video in the background.
No, with the stormtroopers and the whatnot. Yeah.
Yeah. Rock Band. Yeah. God, if Rock Band 3 doesn't have that, they're totally missing out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because that was by far the best part of SingStar.
Oh, yeah.
SingStar wasn't even really that much fun to do the actual game, unless you liked the video. But
it's fun to watch the videos
watch
in the background.
People do stupid crap in those videos was fantastic.
I found myself buying songs in there just because I was like, you know, I could go buy this like on iTunes and buy the video, or I could just buy it and watch it here and play a game while I'm at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just as cheap, if not actually it's cheaper. It's like 50 cents cheaper.
Yep,
and you still get the video. There it is.
We could dress up as Lego people.
Mm.
To do minifigs. Right.
Yeah, minifigs.
Have you been playing anything else, T-Stro? No.
Yes, games you won't allow me to talk about.
Those aren't games.
Oh.
Those are casual distractions on the Facebook.
I'll go with that. That's
games.
Right.
Games
all
attached
right.
to
social
networking
yeah.
or not.
Yeah.
Games specifically designed to be addictive for people of that personality.
Yeah.
Okay.
My raspberries are ready.
I got your raspberry right here.
Well, then why don't you fuck off?
It's amazing how many of those games there are out there.
You could be a farmer in those clothes.
I've had to hide all of so many of those.
There's like 1,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure I've hidden people like entirely just because that's all they do.
Yeah, you'll never hear from them because
you
do
still see some of my feeds.
No.
At all?
Oh, no, we don't hide like you, just the applications.
Yeah, that's what I've been
hoping
for.
Those that shall not be named.
Right.
Hey, I've backed it down to 2.
What?
There was more?
There were more.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
So
speaking of crap online, Harlow, I remember last podcast you were talking about a certain beta that you were going to be playing.
Beta, yes.
Yeah.
What was that?
Where
did I boldly go where hundreds, if not thousands, of people were playing a beta? Oh, that's right. Star Trek.
Star Wars Offline.
Yes. Right? It was...
So you trekked through the stars
online.
Yeah,
online.
It was Buck Rogers the MMO.
Buckaroo Banzai.
Buck MMO. Dodgers in the 24th and a half.
Yes.
MMO.
Yes. God, I don't even know where to start with that game.
What did you name your guy?
What did I name my guy? I was very clever.
Douche master.
Harlow.
Fucker.
His name was you just named him Harlow.
Yeah. I went back and made it. Fucked
did you give
character.
Him like a last name? Or is he just like Spock?
I don't know.
Harlow.
It only shows up as Harlow. I mean, you can go crazy and be MMO-ish and put your whole biography and blah blah if you want to.
I'm important.
But yeah, I was on the starship.
So you could be like Harlow Baklava with like
yes
with the little apostrophes in between.
Yes, but no, my character was Harlow on the starship Schrodinger.
Schrodinger?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And
were there any cats on there?
Couldn't say.
It's a different question.
Couldn't say. If you look in the starship, it would invalidate the starship.
There you go.
So, but yeah, no, I mean, it's honestly, like, it was scary because that was the most beta like MMO I have ever played in beta. I mean,
really rough.
Really rough around the edges.
Really.
And I mean, I know everyone was like, shut up, man, it's a beta, they're going to fix it. I'm like, this is 2 weeks away from release. Like, really? I mean, yeah. How I'm just much scared. Yeah, I mean, how much can they fix? Now, granted, they did a lot in the time that I was playing it. They patches were coming out almost nightly and fixing stuff. And up until I was on last night, now, at the time of recording this, they're shutting it down tonight, so I will not be on at all tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they did fix a lot of stuff. It still feels pretty rough around the edges.
Hmm. Yeah.
I'm just worried.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know where the longevity is.
This is one small problem that arises to me with such a widespread use of like, oh, here's the beta. Go ahead, yeah. Everybody. Here's the beta. Here's the beta. Mm-hmm. Here's the beta. Essentially, you're getting free QA out of your potential players and possibly spoiling it. Spoiling the experience for a lot of players as well. I don't know if it's a big problem, but it's something that concerns me with the widespread beta release of everything.
Yeah, I don't think that betas should be released like demos,
right?
Because that's the way most people. I trust me, I'm complaining, but I'm coming from someone who's played lots of other betas and I understand what a beta is.
Right.
I mean, I've been on lots of beta tests, but this was the roughest I've seen closest to a release.
Mm-hmm.
For something of this scale, I know enough about how games are made that I know that that is a lot of shit to go in and fix when you've got a universe as big as this.
It almost makes you wonder if they didn't take like the buggiest version of the game. And
that's
you're
what
like,
I'm hoping.
Here,
yeah,
fuck
that's
shit up.
I'm hoping like this
absolutely
was
absolutely fuck shit up and tell us. You know, we'll sift out the chat.
I mean, I'm really hoping like this was like some sort of version, like a rough version where they didn't put the polish in because. There was obviously, like, dialogue missing up until, like, one time I booted up and all of a sudden Nimoy was doing voiceover where he hadn't been in there before. Now, I know he's supposed to in the final game.
Right.
But, like, all of a sudden I was doing a story mission and I hear Nimoy dialogue that hadn't been there in previous days. And I'm like, oh, okay, there he is. So I'm hoping that that's pretty much what they did is they gave you mostly the engine and not the polished final stuff they're going to throw in at the last second.
Yeah, let you break the engine instead of breaking the...
Right. So, you know, that it's just, it's weird because
the tires.
This is the strangest thing about it, is they've done what they've done in the past and other games have done, is they've offered this year-long and lifetime subscription. Those become invalidated the day it releases. You have to decide, solely based on the
before
beta,
before it starts,
that you want to commit to a year and or lifetime subscription.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't do it.
How much is the disc, how much the yearly, how much was the year?
You can only do it before the beta ends. So you
I have to decide by like next Tuesday.
You couldn't like play for a month and then go,
this
game's awesome. Why don't I just buy a lifetime subscription?
How much is a lifetime?
A lifetime is $239. Yeah, $240. So you're basically
$40 plus
buying the game.
Buying the game.
It's basically, you might as well say it's $300. Now, that's 2 years of playing at $15 a month plus buying the game.
It's probably going to last 2 years.
I don't doubt that. I just doubt I can commit to it based on what I've seen. I feel like I've been given this rough version, and it's like, well, decide if you like it or not. And I'm like,
was just the look rough, or was the play rough?
There was just a lot of bugs, like a lot of little things, like I mean. For example, the most fun is space combat. Space combat is a blast, especially when you... And one of the things I like is if you go into something and it's meant for more players and you go in without other players, it throws you into something with other players that are just... Because it works on the same kind of principle that Champions Online did, where you're basically essentially playing in a small server that's connected to a bunch of other servers. So at any point in time, like let's say I click to go into this battle... And someone on even this other server that's not even on mine goes and does the same thing. It just automatically groups us together.
Okay. So it's like matchmaking.
Kind of, yeah.
Not really.
Yeah.
But it's all seamless.
It's all seamless. Like, you never have to pick which server you're on unless you want to specify what server because you want to play with friends.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
But it's not like WoW where, you know, when you create a character, it lives on this server. You're kind of just in the universe and all the servers come together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what's cool is, like, if it's too hard for one person, it just, you know, throws you in, there's four other people, go.
If it doesn't have enough people?
Well, no, if it's just something that's generally too hard for one person to do. There's enough servers and enough people generally speaking, trying to do one thing at one time, especially in the beta now.
Well, I'd really like to know what happens if there aren't enough people to fill it out.
I don't know.
Maybe but do they all die?
There are some AI ships. Like they're like some of these big battles. Like you can see that this is person X and they're in this and their ship because it will say their name and they're mm-hmm. obviously their named ship. But then it'll be like Nebula class cruiser over here, and that's just an AI thing. So maybe it just throws more of them in if there aren't enough people to compensate.
So,
but where I was going with that is one of the bugs is I got in this battle. It was me plus some AI against some things. It wasn't one of the things where it was meant for other people. Mm-hmm. I got a phone call, and so I'm sort of half playing, talking on the phone, and I died because I wasn't paying enough attention. When I came back, the AI had disappeared.
Whoops.
So it's me versus all this stuff by myself. Mm. And so I had to like quit.
Well,
I went in and I'm like, okay, I'm boom, 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 dead. I'm like, oh, okay, what? And I did it like two or three more times and I'm like, okay, something's not right. So I quit out of it, go back in, and you know, the AI's back again. Weird. So it's little things like that that.
Yeah.
But
did it have, I know you talked about things that you had imagined in a perfect Star Trek game. Did it have any of those? I know you told me that the ranking system works.
The ranking
exactly
is
like
pretty much
thought
I thought
it would.
Yeah.
Are you a starship captain, like from the start?
Yes, because you have to you have to understand that the captain is a title. You start as an ensign. You just happen to be the highest ranking ensign on the ship, making you the captain of it. It's a little ship to start with, and you build your way up to where you can captain a much
like an enterprise
type of thing.
Yeah.
So
everybody gets a ship.
So you're called captain, but you're not captain rank. The captain rank is much further along.
Well, at least there's that. I think you should have to
so you're
scrub
like
the nacelles first.
Right. First.
Yeah. I mean, the, you know, like you go to the Navy, and there might be a lieutenant captain in a very small ship. You know, he's still the captain of the ship.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
yeah.
But so that kind of works the same. The thing that kind of bugs me is they really nailed the space combat. Like that feels fun. It feels epic. I mean,
on screen
when there was like four of us taking on this giant Klingon cruiser, and we finally got it down, and like my hulls were like at 30%.
Your what?
The hull.
Hull.
Hulls.
Okay.
Hulls.
All right.
My hull was like at 30% open. And you know, and like, you know, I'm already like on fire, and I've lost some crew members and things like that. And like, I'm like, oh shit, we're all gonna die. And all of a sudden, boom, it explodes in this big, fantastic fireball in space. It was like, that was amazing.
Victory.
Yeah. And then at the same point, like, the ground stuff just feels really weak. Like, it feels really choppy and very standard MMO, not Star Trek-y feeling at
all. Well, the ground stuff in any of the Star Treks.
Yeah. Well, this just
any of the Star Trek
overly generic
TV or movie is really kind of shit. You got the same four, you know, hilly terrain and crystal
now,
planets.
Were there a lot of planets you could go to?
There is. It's kind of a weird layout of the universe. Like you have like planet side view / I'm out of the ship and on the planet view. Then you've got like sector view, which might have a couple of planets in it that you can fly around vis-a-vis manual control of your ship over to there. And then you go one step further and it's like the galaxy map. And when you're in the galaxy map, you still kind of control your ship, but you can auto set a course just like in the show, like take me to the Vulcan sector. And at that point you're traveling at warp. So you're basically essentially, you feel like you're moving the same speed, but you're traveling great distances.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of cool. It's like this big grid map that takes you across the entire universe. And obviously, you can go out there and discover new shit eventually when it's there in the game.
You can boldly go.
Boldly go.
Sweet.
So you're out for the $300 lifetime.
I can't do it. Thing. I mean, that could end up
that
being...
That just feels like gambling.
Yeah. That could end up being a fantastic value if they really nail this one.
Mm-hmm.
And I may be kicking myself. The perks that they're giving you on top of this are not enough to go, ooh, that's pushing me over the edge.
What do they give you for lifetime?
Well, for the yearly and the lifetime, they give you two extra character slots for creating additional characters. Because
how many do you get?
I think it's only two. It's kind
of
weird. It's kind
of
very limited.
Out of the box, you only get two?
It's two or four. It's a low number compared to most
MMOs. They're
going to
do like Guild Wars and charge you $4.99 or $9.99 for a character slot.
They may. But doing the year and or that gets, or the lifetime gets you two extra character slots. If you do the lifetime, you can play as a liberated Borg.
Woohoo!
Like the 7 of 9 people. And they get some cool bonuses, but it's nothing like, oh my god, I gotta have that. Yeah. So
do you think you will get their official game now that the beta's over? I mean, are you gonna play the real one?
Oh, I've already pre-ordered it. I mean,
oh, you are? Yeah. So you're definitely
I'm in for at least a month after launch.
They really should let you have that month to decide.
Especially like I said, this just feels like. I mean, I've been in a lot of betas. I wasn't in the WoW beta, which, for all I know, as polished as the game that ended up turning out to be, maybe the beta was rough. I don't know.
I do believe it was.
Yeah,
it was a lot of broken stuff. And I mean, the launch of WoW was pretty broken. People had a lot of trouble authenticating and logging in and just playing the game for like the first three or four days.
But you know, that was. Even though EverQuest and EverQuest 2, I guess, had been done, it was still kind of on that scale, had not really been attacked.
Yeah.
So
hadn't been huge like that.
Right. I mean, EverQuest was big, but it wasn't wild.
Actually, I think Galaxies was probably the first one that broke the mold as far as, like, holy crap, we can't believe this many people want to play this
Star
kind
Wars
of game.
Galaxies?
Yeah, because that came from long before WoW. That was a good 2 years before WoW. And that was... oh my god, too many people order this, we can't keep up with servers, and you literally couldn't log in and play Star Wars Galaxies for the first 40 hours of its launch.
The servers
actually died. Yeah. Basically. But yeah, I don't know. It's rough, and time will tell.
Yeah, I mean...
It's a little disappointing in that.
For $300 for a lifetime, that's a lot of money.
That's a gamble.
And that's... Yeah. But...
And I don't say that.
We're an MMO reasonable. Mm-hmm. Like, as far as getting a lifetime subscription, I'd probably consider one if I really wanted to play it enough. Like, if there was a Fallout MMO, I would probably consider that, you know. But still, $300, that's pretty steep.
Yeah.
And that's my whole problem with MMOs, is it always feels like the meter's running whenever you're playing. It's like, if you're playing something else, there's like, at least with me, there's always something nagging in the back of my mind, like, man.
You're paying for this.
You're paying. I paid this month for another month of WoW, didn't I?
And yet, human, almost a year.
Yeah, yeah, well, that was in the back of my mind.
But it's when there's that
thing in the back of your mind that says, "Hey, I should be playing this because I've already paid for it."
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm going to continue to pay for it.
It's a very weird feeling because part of me says, "Yes, you're a huge Star Trek nerd. You're probably going to play this past the point of the 30 days." You know. And part of me kind of feels like I could be the kind of person that would log out and then I hear, oh, they've introduced so-and-so and there's a whole new storyline going on. And I'm like, oh, I know what that is. And now I want in. Mm-hmm. And so part of me is like, well, you know, you got that lifetime subscription. You don't care if it just sits there for 6 months. You jump back in and go, you know, play for 2 months. And
Or you could not pay $300 and just jump in every couple months.
And I know, that's the other thing that enters in my mind, but.
Yeah, you really have to play a lot to justify $300.
Yeah, I think like if it had a stronger showing at this point, I wouldn't have qualms with it because I do think that that's an interesting take of and way to do that. But as shaky as the start feels and just the price tag, I can't do it.
I
don't blame you.
It's
an MMO.
Yeah,
don't do it.
The game that the text based one. If I had known 14 years ago. Or if I'd had the option 14 years ago to pay $300 for a lifetime subscription, I probably would have.
Oh, is this a for-pay thing?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It is, yeah. It's paid. It's more expensive than it should be.
Okay.
But if I had had the
Aren't
lifetime
they all?
Option. Yeah. Well, it's like, I don't know, it's like $14, $15, maybe $20 a month or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's as expensive as that seems.
That's exactly what that's the standard pricing is $15 now.
Yeah,
but I mean, to think about that long ago is
crazy. Well, 14 years ago, it was like a door service through AOL,
right?
And then I think 4 years after that, they went to web only, and I think it was $12.99 or $14.99 or something like that. But they
surprising.
Even have a premium service that's $40 a month. For a text base, you get to play
40.
Yeah, it's 40
a month. Does it come over and give you a blowjob?
No, not at all.
$40. What the hell does what? I don't know.
It's
the game
all those
at
zeros
all.
And ones they got to push through.
But did you just say it was a text base game?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a text base.
What now, the fuck do you get for $40 a month?
Porn.
I can't even wrap my head around what the game gives
ASCII
you that
porn.
Would be worth $40 a month.
Well, you get it's not a whole lot. You get. I mean. Practically, it's not a lot, but like in the game, as far as the gameplay goes, it actually is a lot. But if I read you the list of shit, you'd be like, what the fuck? That's not worth it. Because
it
isn't.
Is it like elite gear?
No, you don't get gear, but you do get, like, you get special access to certain areas. You get, like, 7 extra character slots. You get more storage. You get...
So you get much more game, in other words.
Yeah, well, you do get more game.
In
but
text.
It, but, I mean, now, not $25. Now, the question $25
is, have you had an ongoing subscription this whole time?
No, not this whole time.
Okay.
No, I turned my subscription off, like, sometime last year.
Okay. No, but, I mean, up until then, you had...
Not the whole time. No,
okay,
no.
Okay. Like an on and off thing.
So you just subscribe when you feel like playing it.
Pretty much.
Play for a while and then.
When you really feel ripped off is when you have the premium subscription, and you're like, you know, going through your daily life, not playing for a month, and then you see your bank statement the day that it draws, and you're
like, renews.
Fuck, yeah. I just missed a month paying $40 for nothing, for absolutely nothing. Now when you go home. 8 o'clock, you log in and play until 2, you know, every day for 3 weeks, then you feel like you've gotten your money's worth. But
yeah, that's MMOs, no.
Yeah.
That's exactly right there. Why that...
The time suck?
You have to deal that. You have to play it like that to feel like you got your money's worth.
No, you really don't. That's the thing. That's the great myth of it all is, I mean, look at how much you spend on an average game. Let's say $60.
Yeah.
And let's say your average game these days is 10 to 20 hours. Mm-hmm. Right? You don't generally feel cheated. I mean, Batman, I mean, even as much time as I've put in redoing shit, honestly, if I was peak, let's say I got 20, 30 hours out of that peak time, mm-hmm. you know, besides me redoing shit, well, you know, that's like $2 or $3 an hour, you know, I mean.
But an MMO, if you pay $15 a month,
right.
That's 50 cents a day.
Yeah, I mean, think of all the children you could be. the per hour, I mean, even if you play like an hour a day or not even that, I mean, maybe you average.
If you play an hour a day, it's 50 cents.
I mean,
you only
have to average like 5 hours a month and you've already got a way better value, you know?
It doesn't seem like it, though.
I know.
Because our brains don't process money like that.
I'm just saying that, like.
So you could do the exact same thing for 5 hours every month and you've got your money's worth.
Not in a good one.
It depends on how you play it, because, like. Like I told you guys last week, I played this game, and we'll probably play it again in the future, as almost a social thing with some, you know, it's a social thing, and then I can just run over and do some combat, and go explore the world or whatever, and then mm-hmm. I can go back to social thing, kind of play the game how I want, because there aren't a whole lot of rules, of course it's an MMO, so you're not trying to beat the game, but...
So I guess I'm just an antisocial gamer.
I don't care.
Because I'd rather wander around the wasteland of Fallout and not talk to anybody.
That's fine.
And just shoot them on sight.
Okay.
That's fine. They have a game instance in the text base. You can kind of do that.
I'm sure I will type it in.
It's actually called the Fall.
Go north.
I'll just go and I'll type LFG trench run over and over and over and over and see what
you have
who
been,
responds.
You have been eaten
buy
by
gold.
A grew.
Yeah, buy gold.
It'll probably take you
open
about...
Open mailbox.
It'll take you about 30 seconds to get banned for life. They're pretty strict about it. It's kind of crazy.
Sounds like it.
Will they keep my... Will I get a refund if I get banned?
Hey, guys. No. This is a pretty awesome mod. Delete, ban for life.
Yeah. You'll get banned.
Any of you guys play Diablo?
Yeah, you'll...
That's pretty good, too, and it has graphics.
You'll get banned for life.
Dude, where's Stormwind?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Now the one
Neverwinter Nights was better.
They do, I mean, to their credit, and it's everybody makes fun of the text base anymore, but I don't care because I enjoyed it and still will.
Well, if you enjoy it and it's worth the money for you, then good
but
for
they,
you.
But they do really, really develop it. I mean, they spend a lot of time developing it. They
a lot
have,
of time typing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Typing in new stuff.
And they've got like thousands of fucking rooms and huge descriptions for everything. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. Go awesome. Ahead. Please make fun of me.
I'm
no.
Okay.
Hey, if it works for you, but $40 a month.
Yeah, that's...
Really... I did pay that for a while, but I mean, I could play any of like 9 different characters that I had created, and the storage space and the premium areas to get away from the noobs were pretty cool.
Okay. Text noobs.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you're basically cool. Like buying VIP room access is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like you're in the champagne room
exactly.
The whole time.
They lift the velvet rope for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm paying for bottle service.
Come right in, bitch.
Yup.
I mean, dost thou come inneth
my come mouth. Inneth.
Okay. It was going there eventually.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
All right.
I think
take
that's
a break.
Two for this podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. We need a break.
We're going to go play some text-based muds.
We're going to go play in the mud.
BJ is going to play a text-based mud. Yeah.
Hey, they've got a netbook mode for that text-based mod.
Really, you think? Can I play it on my word processor?
Almost.
Can I fax them stuff from the typewriter? That...
If you've got a dot matrix printer, you're ahead of the game.
That'd be great. Game
by
fax.
I would play that if I could fax them every time I want. I would just fax them something north.
North. Look.
Sorry, sir. You can't go north anymore. North.
I want a fax-based game. A fax-based mud.
You can't go. You'll get a fax back. You can't go there. Look and fax back into the description.
Sweet. All right. Break time.
Blown up the fax machine on the No Quarters podcast.
Welcome back, second half, No Quarters.
Hey,
episode
here we
four.
Are, and we're still making fun of me playing text-based games.
We are.
Well, a little bit.
Well,
the same company that developed and has been continuously running text-based games since 1987, Simutronics. They actually have a 3D graphical WoW-style version that they've been working on since about 1473 or so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think really they started developing it like 2001, 2002. And it's now 2010, and they still don't have a gameplay movie that you can watch other than top left corner of the website.
And I'm telling you, that's just a clip of WoW.
I think
they just
stole
recorded
a clip of WoW
and put it up there.
It doesn't look exactly like WoW, but maybe they just like
maybe it's
reskinned
EverQuest.
It. Yeah, they just reskinned EverQuest.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Ultima Online.
Yeah, UO. That's I think
that's the
one.
Old one. Yeah,
the one that our friend.
One.
Yeah. Morality what? Void was playing, then making money off of was Ultima Online.
That makes a lot of sense.
That boggles my mind. So you're saying like he could sell a character for $1,000?
Yeah.
And someone would buy it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My uncle was both using real money and making real money in the game.
It's like, man.
Completely impossible.
Yeah, that's what Morality Void was doing.
I should have done that when I was between projects back in the day.
Yeah, no
Instead
kidding.
Of playing Mass Effect. Jesus, I can't sell anything now.
You didn't make fuck all out of Mass Effect, did you? No.
I made level 60.
Big fucking
which
deal.
Which apparently gives me bonuses when I load up Mass Effect 2.
Did you make any dollars? Nope.
It's all your fault. The economy's in the shitter.
Yeah, I did not do my part by playing an MMO and then selling the characters on eBay.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's the American way and the Korean way.
Yeah. Final way on, word on MMOs. If you like text, play Dragon Realms. If you don't...
try something else.
Play WoW. Or if you like space nerdy stuff, play Star Trek Online.
And if you like a life, don't fucking play any of them.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway.
All valid points.
I mentioned Mass Effect. Mass Effect 2 comes out today as we're recording.
Obviously, we're not playing it.
Yeah. My copy has not arrived yet from Best Buy, unfortunately.
From?
I had to order online. Yeah. But, you know, they had the pre-order bonus. You pre-order, you get a special armor.
Ooh,
and they emailed me the code, so I redeemed the code today. And EA, I don't know what EA is doing, but they are making it such
drugs.
A pain in the ass to get their DLC. I mean, they give it to you for free, but they make you jump through like a dozen hoops. Because Dragon Age did the same thing where it was like...
Realms?
No, Age. The Age of Dragons. Dragon Age Origins.
Okay, not the Realm
This
of
one
Dragons.
Has graphics, and the people speak to you instead of having to read type.
No, there's
crazy.
Text,
crazy. But yeah, there's some text.
Aren't there like 9,000 books worth of text in Dragon Age?
I have no idea.
So you're still playing a text-based game?
Yeah, if you say so. If you consider code text, then yes, it's a text-based game.
If I want to read.
But either way, what you have to do is they give you a specific code that does not match up with, you know, like the 360 codes. You know, when you redeem points or games or whatever, you know, there's whatever that is. What is it, 25-digit code, something crazy like that?
Sure. Yeah.
They give you like a 16-digit code, and you have to log on to their website create and have like an EA account.
Of course.
And if you have an EA account, it might not match up with your BioWare account. So you have to link that to your BioWare account, which you have to link to your gamer tag. And then you have to log in through all of them and then put the code in for your stuff and then log in and get downloaded through the game. So you can't do it like a background download, like from the you know, the dashboard or whatever.
So what you're saying is you completed your very first quest.
Yeah, it felt like it. Well, the thing is, like, it refused to accept my password. I changed my password, and apparently I changed it for my EA account, but not for my BioWare account.
Oh, Jesus.
So, and I'm just like, all I want is my armor.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
This is making me angry.
Yeah, but, and I mean, it's like, the, you know, they're like, well, day one DLC, and I understand the whole, oh, we want to fuck over GameStop, which is basically why they're doing this.
I can appreciate that.
Yeah, everyone can appreciate that, because then they're like, well, if you pay $15, you'll get it. You know, if you don't have a code, you're out of luck. But to have to go through all those hoops, and you know, and I'm sure they're tracking, you know, how many people are buying it, and it's also time limited, because I know in Dragon Age, I think they expire April 30th of this year. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't redeem those codes after that point.
I would rather pay the $15 for the DLC, mm-hmm. just pay it through, you know, through the game store or marketplace, yeah. than have to go through all that bullshit.
Yeah, I like the idea of saying,
free is great.
But... of saying, hey, if you bought the new copy, here's what you get. But just give me a code.
Yeah, give it's me a code with a little scratch off thing like a lottery.
Plenty
ticket
of other games have done it. Just give me a code. I'll download the stuff and we go. It's not. You know, we'll create an account here and log into this and do all that. And so that was kind of annoying. But apparently I will have my armor whenever Mass Effect 2 shows up at my house and I put the game in.
Yay. So how will you choose between that and your free armor from the Age of Dragons? Your dragon armor.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I got the dragon armor. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're going to have so much armor.
Yeah, I'm going to be all armored up. And you know the stuff you're going to get. It's like after playing for 20 minutes, it's going to be worthless anyway, probably.
Probably.
You know, that's fine, though.
But, well, what was the... I believe there's a Penny Arcade comic about it, that there was, like, paid DLC armor you could buy for Dragon Age, and if you weren't careful, you could lose a character that was wearing that armor that wasn't you, and it was essentially gone in your game.
Oh, yeah, you could give that armor to, like, one of your buddies, yeah. and then they'd...
And then
like,
he could leave.
He'd leave your party, and you'd be done. You could never get it back.
Like, in that game?
Yeah,
or like,
well, in that game, yes.
Like if I started a new game... And
but still,
a new
but you're talking about a game you've invested hours upon hours, yeah. and then there's, like, a $30 or $40 DLC that's coming out, like, a big expansion for Dragon Age.
Well, it's not even DLC. It's, like, an official expansion
yeah.
pack.
But I'm just saying, I mean, like...
Like, it's a separate game I'm assuming, on a separate disc, but you have to have Dragon Age... In yeah. order to play it somehow,
I think
don't know
the
how
age
that's going to work.
That bullshit. I think the age of that bullshit needs to be over now.
Well, except unless it's so. I mean, not that I like it, but I mean, Dragon Age has a lot of dialogue, and you do not want that as a strict DLC, because if it's 40 more hours of a ton of dialogue, you don't want that sitting on
yeah,
your hard drive.
It could be a 5 gig DLC.
It could be more. You know.
Yeah. yeah. Well, what I mean is,
yeah, I know what you're saying.
I mean, you're if you are essentially putting out another game that is going to be $30 or $40. Why don't you just put out a game that's $30 or $40?
Yeah, I suppose.
And not require somebody to go back and...
Yeah, maybe.
You know. Essentially, you're forcing another... You're somehow forcing another game on someone. You know, it's weird, and I don't really like it.
I'm cool with it. I'm cool with the fact that it's a big expansion. It's not like, here's a couple levels. You know, because so many of them feel like that. The only really, truly like big one that I can think of... I mean, even the Fallout ones aren't like buying a new game. Like Shivering Isles is as close as it's gotten to like an old school expansion pack. Here's it's like a whole new game, but it's a little bit shorter and a little bit cheaper.
Yeah.
You know, Shivering Isles is about the closest that we've come to that. And Fallout, if you bought all of them together, that's probably like another game, but mm-hmm. you know, in little chunks like that. So I don't mind that. Of course, you know, it we'll still see if I enjoy Dragon Age all the way through or not, but yeah.
it just feels weird. Like I've even started to think about the GTA 4 the episodes like the Lost and Damned and the Ballad of Gay Tony, kind of like that, where it's like, well, really, you could have just kind of released this as a
well they did a, later
yeah they did later but you did. Could just release it as a standalone separate but equal type of game.
Yeah, I didn't like that those were completely, utterly separate from everything else. Like, yeah. you had to actually go into create new game and then select that from a menu.
Well, I think that's why you can buy the disc and not have GTA 4. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it sounds like with Dragon Age, you're going to be taking your same character and party and going on.
Well, yeah. Well, when it sounds, it's a direct continuation from the end of the story.
So I can see that needing the original game kind of thing. But,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, need, not necessarily. Well, you know, it should be like almost, to harken back to Mass Effect real quick, you know, you can carry your character over or you can start anew.
Yeah, maybe.
But that's just me bitching.
But it also, you have to keep in mind that it doesn't do what like Fallout and Oblivion does. I don't think it's scaling levels. You know, so if you don't have a character that's finished the game, you don't want to start at this point. I don't know. I don't know what the right answer is.
We'll see, and we'll see if the
Borderlands.
We'll see how the character, how the you know, the continue your character to Mass Effect 2 thing ends up working. Because I, from what I understand, there's a menu you select to pick things, and you know, by the time this comes out, we'll know exactly what you do. And you know, tomorrow I'll find out if the game shows up when it's supposed to. Because I am kind of curious, because I contemplated playing through Mass Effect again just to make the choices I wanted to make. Because like I said, I had so many different saves from beating it so many times that I couldn't even tell you who was, you know, whether I had a renegade guy or a paragon guy, or you know, whether he let one person die or let the other person die or blah, blah, all that stuff. So I'm hoping that there's a way to just kind of select those things and go from there, but we'll see. Or at least if it gives you a checklist when you load up a player or something that says, okay, here's what this guy did.
Radio.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Let's see. Is there anything else we...
I'm trying to think if I've really played anything.
We played some zombies.
Oh, zombies. Non-video games.
Yeah.
Yeah, BJ and I played some House of the Dead Overkill.
Oh, yes.
Last week's Couple value zombies. Game pick.
Yeah. That was my first actual gameplay experience. It's a light gun game on rails. I mean, it's awesome. You know, it's ridiculously fun, and it's exquisitely gory, and it says fuck a whole lot of times for being a Wii game.
Yeah.
It's worth the, what, $20 right now?
It's like $11.
$11? Yeah. Fuck, it's totally worth it. Yeah. If you have a
That's
you
like
have
going
a Wii.
To a movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much. It's
but
most,
I noticed,
actually cheaper.
I noticed, and we sat down and played it basically straight through. And
awesome.
We got all the way to the end, and then we both died for the died on the final boss and ran out of continues or whatever it gives you.
That I
which
don't
was,
like.
Which was stupid.
That's like, a, like that's
we,
a horseshit
and we
move.
Were not expecting that at all. Because, I mean, we had breezed through the rest of the game, but one thing I noticed in playing it straight through like that is the cutscenes are really fun in the beginning, where they're just like random, here's them saying stupid stuff, and you don't have much context for it, but you don't care because it's funny.
Then they try
and
to
then,
involve plot.
Yeah, and then they start getting into plot, and the cutscenes start getting longer and longer. And then by the last one, where they meet the warden, or, you know, second to last, or whatever, they meet
oh,
the warden
God,
doing all
that,
this stuff.
Like 5 minutes?
They just didn't end, and we were like, who cares? Because in the beginning, you just want to get through the light gun sections to get to the next cutscene, because
they're
so much fun.
Yeah.
And then by the end, you're like, God, is this cutscene ever going to end?
Yeah, it's pretty heinous. And then the only other complaint is you have these, like, brains that you collect. You know, it's your typical collection type thing, only on a in a light gun game on rails. But you shoot these brains, these golden brains, and you collect like 15 of them per level. But a lot of them, the action will pan over to the brain, and then as soon as your brain registers that brain,
it's
camera
gone.
Swings back, and you can't shoot it. So you have to be ready and waiting for it.
Yeah, you basically have to know where.
Yeah, it's a little bit of memorization.
Yeah. But that's pretty cool. It's definitely definitely worth the $11. I mean, if you're one of the 18 million people or however many there are that have a Wii and a Wii
you're
and a
over
scale.
18.
It's 18 quintillion people have a Wii.
So
and if, you're over 18.
Yeah. Put a second game on your Wii game shelf besides Wii Sports, and that game should be House of the Dead Overkill.
I agree.
Yes.
It does not benefit from Wii Motion Plus.
Sadly, it did not.
No.
But we'd also played another zombie game.
Yeah. Harlow Mackie and I played Zombies, which is a tabletop game.
3 exclamation points.
Yeah, 3.
This is not new to us.
Not new at all, but we haven't talked about it before, I don't
right.
think.
How do you describe it?
It's
like Risk with zombies.
Yeah.
Actually, no.
Not really.
It's kind of like Carcassonne.
Yeah,
the tile-based
thing. Well, yeah, but you don't, like, you don't take control of areas. Basically,
right. Okay.
Every turn you turn it, pull a tile, and you expand the world, and you try to either kill zombies or escape to the helicopter.
Right.
And
but instead of your typical board game, and this is a new concept to some people, is instead of your typical board game where you got a specific set board, you have these little square tiles, and so the board is different every time. Mm-hmm. Everyone draws a tile, they pick where they want it to go, and you basically build the city. Mm-hmm. Each tile gets a certain number of zombies. You're mm-hmm. the little guy, and you're trying to escape and or kill enough mm-hmm. zombies to win.
Yeah, roll dice to move, roll mm-hmm. dice to kill zombies.
Right.
You get event cards that you yeah. can play and fuck each other over. And
mm-hmm. a lot of that. Oh. So, bring your friends.
Oh, we almost came to blows on a...
Yeah.
Because I got... double
fucked.
Yeah, I had...
Proper.
I had stored up all... You know, you have life, which is represented by little hearts, and you can store up extra ones of those. There's also bullets you can store up, which help your rolls in fighting zombies. And I had a whole bunch stockpiled, and then everyone started throwing cards at me that took everything away.
Yeah.
And I was just getting more and more angry because I wasn't even in... I was, like, in last place at that point, and I wasn't sure if anyone was just trying to kill me or what the hell was going on.
Yeah, we were kind of even. We were all, like, within one or two zombies of killing. Because this game ended up, like, generally speaking, you either kill 25 zombies or you escape to the helipad and thus win the game.
Yeah.
But the way our city ended up somehow being built, the helipad was rendered moot because it couldn't be placed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We basically blocked our city down where there was no escape route, inadvertently. So it was a kill a certain number of zombies, and that was the only way we could win. But
mm-hmm.
highly, highly fun. I think the base game runs about $25. I want to say the base set.
Yeah.
Definitely worth it.
You really should have at least three people playing.
Yes.
We have.
You have to have three.
What have we had most? Like four or five?
I think we did five.
No. Yeah. We did have five.
Yeah. I think we did five.
Yeah.
Because I think Silent Gen was there, and T-Strel was there also for one.
I would recommend if you go and you somewhere that, like, you're in any good gaming store beyond, you know, your Toys R Us type of place. I mean, a proper gaming store, a pen and paper type
card
of place.
Dungeon or, you know.
Yeah, find one of those places, and if they don't have it, I'm sure they can order it. You know, you can get it online. But I would recommend buying another bag of zombies, because 100 coming in the pack, which sounds like plenty, you can run out.
Yeah. I think our first game, we came close to running out, didn't we?
Well, considering the last game, I won with 25 zombies. You had, both of you guys had 24, didn't you?
Right.
Yeah.
And if you had more players.
I mean, you think about that.
And plus, there's still some on the board.
Yeah, there were still a bunch on the board.
Yeah. Three players, that's 75 zombies right there.
But yeah, I mean, personal opinion, there are a lot. There's at least like 8 expansions to this game. Changing the rules up from everything. There's a military base one. There's a carnival one with zombie clowns, which sounds more fun than it actually is.
Yeah. Way more fun.
But there's a bunch of different themes, and there's a lot of humor in this game too. The
cards are pretty goofy.
They're pretty goofy and funny, and a dark sense of humor to a lot of these. Very much inspired by, like, Evil Dead. Most of the pictures all look kind of like Ash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but I mean, it's
good
stuff.
Yeah, there
was
one that had dogs in it that was a lot harder.
What I would recommend is if you want to try an expansion,
mm-hmm. buy the one that's just cards.
Or if you, well, I don't really consider that an expansion. Okay. That's just more like a add-on,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
or DLC. I don't know. It's like horse armor. But if you want to play one of the expansions, it's really better to play it by itself, because the expansions, unless you have a giant ass table and a lot of time, the expansions will really just your game board will explode.
The expansions only really work if you've got like 6 people. If you've got a huge table. If you've only got 3 people, you don't want to try the expansions just because it segments the game up too much. There's not, you know, people, one group always ends up in the expansion, the other group ends up in the starting area.
Right.
So it's kind of, it's not as much fun.
Yeah.
If this is all very confusing, feel free to send us an email, talk@noquarters.net. We'll send you pictures of like what a final game board looks like, so you can get an idea of mm-hmm. how massive we're talking about.
But yeah, the company that makes it is Twilight Creations.
Right.
So if you look them up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have an unfortunate name.
It's unfortunate
name, but it's Twilight Creations.
Yeah.
Very cool, and they have a lot of info about
it. The funny
thing is
actually, we haven't tried it yet, but they have a counterpart game called Humans, where you play the zombies instead.
Nice. But
really?
Yeah, exactly the opposite rules.
We're going to have to play that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like I said, if you're going to play one of the expansions, if you get the game and you like it and you're going to play one of the expansions, you should probably play the expansion by itself if it's less than five people, right. I'm going to say. There are a lot of rule changes in the expansions and a lot of expanded rules, and there are different types of zombies. And they're, you know, just all
it can
sorts
get
of
complicated.
It's really complicated.
But it's fun to make up your own rules.
Yeah, you can. Very much open to that. They actually sell one of the expansions is a set of blank tiles and a set of blank cards to make your own.
Right. And in fact, in my wallet, I have a blank zombies card because they give you, with the regular game, they give you a blank tile and two blank cards. So if you want to make up your own event card, you can just go ahead and do that.
Yeah, we've actually been considering a rule that if you come in contact with another player, it becomes you can actually, like, duel the other person.
Right.
You know, because, I mean, in a zombie situation, you do what you can to survive, and if another person's...
We keep trying to figure out how to make that work.
I'm taking your shotgun, buddy.
Yeah. But anyway, it's a lot of fun, and there's some very confusing ones. I actually have one, I think it's called 6 Feet Under, where it actually incorporates a subway system. So, in essence, you pretty much have to build a subway underneath your existing city and get in and out of it at certain points. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine that gets a little confusing in a 2D realm. But anyway, we highly recommend it. And even though I've never won a game of zombies,
still,
I'm like 0-8. Yeah, 10.
You're way more than that.
I am the king of losing at zombies.
And then there's
not Batman.
There's another non-video game that we play called Munchkin, and you've...
No.
T-Stroll never learned to read.
So he can't play.
Yeah.
It's kind of a text-based mud.
Yeah. It's $40 a month.
Yeah.
To get the cards. No.
I think we touched... Did we touch on Munchkin at once?
Well, I believe we did one of the deleted...
Oh!
It's a
crash cast.
Yeah. It's a card-based game, and it's from Steve Jackson.
Yes.
Steve Jackson Games, and apparently...
if you say that in a gaming place, you will see sweaty neckbeard guys cream their pants when they hear the name Steve Jackson.
Yeah. It's
so you don't want to say it.
No. Yeah, I mean, unless you're into that.
Keep to yourself.
You know. Yeah. It's pretty fun, but it requires you to read the cards, and it's all end game. For the most part, it's really fun up until the end game.
Yeah, I kind of prefer zombies over Munchkin, just because Munchkin is
you might
20 minutes of everyone getting up to level 9, and then about an hour and a half of everyone fucking each other over.
Basically, you should play to level 9 and then fist fight each other for the win. Yeah. That's probably the quickest way.
Yeah, Munchkin can only end in Thunderdome.
I could see friendships destroyed by Munchkin.
There were almost friendships destroyed. One
night. There was one night I stormed out. I was like, I can't take this anymore.
Fuck it, I give up. God, fuck you. Do it live.
Oh, man.
Now imagine me playing a Batman Challenge Room, and that was the same reaction.
I'm surprised you still have a TV left.
Me too.
Speaking of playing and getting together to play, I have a complaint that I'd like to throw out to the gaming industry at large. It's not a big... is a big one, but...
Yeah. Is it about heavy weapon locking up?
No.
Oh, okay.
Is it the $40 fee?
Fuck you, man! I had fun. What did you have? Toast?
Graphics.
Fuck.
I have
you could buy a lot
drums.
Of fucking toast for $40.
Yeah, you have a $300
I have expensive
drum
drums.
Set. Fuck
you.
You could buy like 10 loaves of bread and a toaster for $40.
DJ Hero Renegade Edition. Fuck yourself.
Hey, but, guess what? I'm done paying for it.
No, you're not.
Yeah. $40 a month.
Yep.
What?
Just to have DJ Hero Renegade Edition.
Right.
They charge me $40.
$40 a month for 5 months, at least.
Mm-hmm. You've confused
me.
And
then we can start counting your Ion drum kit and all your 19 Rock Band guitars.
That's fun. Anyway, you were going to talk about something that you had a complaint
about.
The
industry at large.
Oh, yes. My complaint to the industry at large, if you're listening... fucking local co-op, please. Like, at least 2-player, and then really try for the 4-player. There's a reason that you can connect 4 controllers to all these fucking game systems, besides the Wii, because the Wii doesn't count as a game system.
Yeah, it does 4.
You can connect 4.
Yeah, I know. I can't
connect 4.
The reason you can't
can
count it is because it's not a
it.
Game system.
Your PC, you cannot connect 4.
No.
Sure you can.
Oh, you can daisy chain them, right?
No, you can get that USB Xbox hub. Doohickey.
Oh.
Yeah, you can get a you can
okay.
get game
anyway,
controllers. But
local co-op.
God damn it, local co-op. I mean, I can't tell you how many games I've wanted to actually sit in, almost all of them, I want to sit in a room with somebody and actually, like, drink beers.
Ghostbusters.
Hang out that and high-five each other.
Co-op.
You know?
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And play some fucking local co-op. Mm-hmm. Ghostbusters.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles with two players. Yeah. Yeah.
But...
I'm sorry, if you make a game with four characters, it's a licensed game. It better have four-player co-op.
If you make a game with four characters, I mean, hello, Left 4 Dead. You already got... You can do two.
Four dead. Why, what? Four dead.
They should have called it Left 2 Dead.
There you go.
I want to fucking high-five somebody, you know, when I do something, when we do something cool, or...
That's
you know,
why Rock Band rules.
I don't want to have
four-player co-op.
I don't want to have to strap a headset on and talk to somebody in Namibia who's going to call me, you know, racial slurs all day. I want to play with, you know, my friends in a room.
Never mind.
Rock Band. Don't go there. Yeah. Rock Band is a shining example of co-op and there's some versus modes, but also it works well locally,
you,
and
also,
it works well online.
It's also a shining example of getting your value for the dollar.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, for you especially.
You have played more Rock Band, I think, than I...
You guys were talking about...
Than I've been alive.
Some of your games were costing you about $3 an hour for gameplay.
Give or take. Well, you know.
I think I'm down to about a nickel.
No, you're less than that.
For you probably. I think it's free by now.
I think, honestly, if we wrote a letter to Harmonix, they would give you back your $200.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As much as you've played that game. Yeah. And as many people... Well, they're all four of us have bought... The whole setup.
Right.
Mm-hmm. As well as Rock Band 2 on the first night.
Yeah, I didn't buy Rock Band 2 because I'm broke all the fucking time. But
that's because you're paying $40 a month for months.
Yeah, we know where that $40 went. Shut up.
My secret has been discovered.
Yeah.
Beware the air.
Every time you're broke now, that's when you're getting
that
thrown back.
That's the excuse.
I told you. You saw my account was canceled.
Yeah, yeah.
Call him mud broke.
Yeah.
Canceled yesterday.
Broke in the mud.
Yeah, until your tax return check shows up.
Yeah, then I'm going to buy like 12 months.
I'm buying a castle, bitch. And marriage.
I might get married to you.
It's only $480 if I pay for a year.
Right. But, shit, all four of us own at least Rock Band 1 and all the fucking instruments.
Mm-hmm.
And
Two and Lego, Beatles.
I've played like maybe 10 hours on my copy, but on T-Strel's copy, I think I've played like 30.
No.
Actually, probably more like 60.
I mean, we did like the damn endless set list. So
yeah,
that's...
we did do the endless set list,
which seven was right there.
7 hours right there. And how many fucking drunken nights have we spent playing Rock Band till 4 in the morning?
Two nights a week for a long time. For about 7 months.
Do you have this on your calendar?
No.
If you look at his calendar from like 2008 and 2009, it's like RB.
You know, that game didn't leave my Xbox until Rock Band 2 came out.
We know.
Yeah, and then Rock Band 2 probably didn't leave your Xbox for a long time.
It left today because I tried real hard to play that lost game. It's just not worth it.
Via Domus?
Yes.
Via Dumbass.
Hiding the banyan trees.
Fuck that game, motherfucker.
God, I forgot about the banyan trees.
Yeah. How can you forget about the banyan trees?
That's the
trees?
Best part of Lost.
Hey,
Theodomus.
Son. Hey, son, over here.
Over here.
I'm the worst John Locke sounding guy ever.
Did they really not get the...
Oh, no.
No, it's the only person they didn't get.
Sawyer was different, too. No,
Sawyer was bad.
He was just...
I haven't
was,
run into him yet.
But he just sounded like more like him than John Locke did.
So they didn't get the actual actors to do
some
the voices.
Of them.
Some of them.
I think some of them, but they were some of them that were in there were just like, you could tell they were like just fulfilling some kind of contract obligation.
Yeah. Right.
Because they were just like, yeah, you need to find your suitcase. It's over there. You'd be like, okay. It's like, oh, plane crashed.
Yep, sucks.
Yeah, we almost died.
I gotta get my boy.
Black smoke, polar bear, blah, blah, blah.
Double dribble. What? Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Your car's wrecked.
Speaking of double dribble, did we talk NBA Jam?
Yes, we talked.
What,
NBA
the new
Jam.
One? Or
we
the
talked
new
enough one. NBA Jam.
Yes, we talked. We talked our hatred.
We talked too much about NBA Jam.
I put a comment up on the episode 3 that's got the voice artist's name because he's important.
Oh, the Boom Shakalaka guy?
Yeah, Boom Shakalaka. And there's actually an interesting article that you can read from, like, 1997 that tells all about the making of NBA Jam. It's pretty cool. Yeah. But
Excellent.
You should probably cut this part because it's fucking boring and we already talked about shit like this.
No, you are adding adding value to the previous conversation right
this
now.
This is like extra text content.
Mm-hmm. This is bonus. This is DLC right here.
This is like an extra character DLC. Slot and a non-nubified area right here.
Oh, God. I never should have
talked. one thing we forgot to mention when playing House of the Dead is I got a new stereo. I don't know if I mentioned this before, but
hell yes.
I fried the center channel and the rear channels of my old receiver.
You also rubbed the nubs off your Xbox controller. I want to point that out.
Holy shit.
Yeah, they're completely smooth. I've played a lot of Xbox, apparently.
No fucking kidding.
Maybe it's just because I'm always gripping the controller so hard that my thumb has ripped off the little nubs.
How come I just keep using my knife? Oh, I'm pushing the trigger down.
Yeah, yeah, but We
too much dialogue in your
We hooked up my new stereo and I could not get, like, you know, I had the Xbox and the TiVo and the PS3. They all went HDMI because I could finally had a receiver that did HDMI.
It's got fucking four HDMI ports on it. It's awesome.
Yeah. And you know, so I put one out to the TV and then I could not get the Wii to work. I had it on component one and I'm just like, why is it not accepting any of this? I could hear sound, but I could never hear the video. So BJ's finally like, oh, where's the manual? I'm like, oh, fuck that thing. I threw that out.
The manual. A man uses a manual.
Yeah, we found the manual, and he's finally in the complete irony of ironies. We had to set it to Blu-ray disc to get the Wii to work through the component inputs. And I was like, really? So like the lowest def thing goes on the Blu-ray input. And he's like, yeah,
it's not even 480i.
Yeah, he's like, hit Blu-ray. So we hit Blu-ray, and boom, it pops up right on the screen. And apparently, the receiver upscales it to 1080i.
Somehow.
Which is pretty awesome.
You can't tell.
I mean, yeah, it still looks like crap.
Zero times zero is zero.
I'm going to upscale my 3DO.
Yeah.
But yeah, so now whenever I want to play Wii, I have to hit Blu-ray
Blu-ray
on my
button.
Remote to turn on the Wii.
It does have like a Blu-ray on the Wiimote.
Yeah. Yes,
that's how you can remember.
Yeah, that totally justifies all of it.
Yeah.
But I don't know why the receiver was set up that way.
Yeah. It's just that
I'm sure you could get in there and change the names of the inputs,
but still.
That input is the default Blu-ray input.
I believe my Xbox is on my Blu-ray on my receiver.
Yeah. And
so everything but the PS3.
But the PS3, yes. Well, I'm sure I could go Switch, but you know, whatever.
Speaking of TVs, it's going to be a new era for video games because I'm getting my tax return, which is my yearly government savings program.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, because I can't save money, because I don't have any. I let the government
save
it for me.
That makes it tough to save money.
It does. I let the government save it for me every year, and then they give me a lump sum in the form of a check from the IRS. So I'll actually be buying a TV for myself.
What?
For me to covet. So I will be playing a whole lot more video games and getting a whole lot less action from my girlfriend. I'm looking forward to...
We can't wait.
We are
super excited about this.
I'm really looking forward to the video games.
I don't know how to respond to that response. Because I'm not...
Hey, man, because video games are awesome.
Oh,
that's why.
That's not where my mind went.
And maybe we'll finally be able to do Mad Moxie DLC.
Well, see, and that's the thing.
Because he wants action with my girlfriend.
I was like, what are you playing, pinch hitter or something?
No.
She's been in my bed twice this year, and that's not a lie.
Whoa.
Once.
Twice.
Once.
Three times a lady.
Four.
So anyway, yeah. So
yeah,
the girlfriend's getting kicked out. The TV's getting kicked in.
I'm just gonna. This actually.
The TV does heat up and get warm, so you can cuddle with it.
Sweet. Well, no, I'm just gonna have my Xbox in bed with me, and that'll provide enough heat until
you get the red ring.
Until the end of time.
Oh.
Man, we went from
too
one
soon.
A week to like four a week,
four
an episode now.
We're in rough shape here.
No, I guess this podcast is actually my official declaration that I'm dumping her because I'm going to have too many video games to play.
You might want to do it in a format that she might possibly receive that in.
Right. She's going to call me up.
No, it was on the internet. Fuck.
Duh, bitch.
Yeah, maybe you should have heard of it.
There's like five people who have heard it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I'm excited to be getting the
TV. It's on Twitter like right now somehow.
Yeah. Somebody's retweeted it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going
to That was
her.
Me.
But it will be good times to be able to play like Borderlands and all those other games that you never get to play online anymore.
Right. and I'll get to play some co-op games because a lot of fucking games you can only play fucking co-op online.
You're going to have to borrow Blood on the Sand from Harlow so we can play through Blood on the
Sand.
Boost
me up, Fitty!
No, you're out.
Why am I out?
I don't know, because you're too good at Batman.
Oh.
Which only means that you would be even better at Blood on the Sand.
Yes. We'd be on the same team.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Tony Yayo can't be better than 50.
I would be Tony Yayo.
There's no fisticuffs. So.
I just want to declare that I'm going to kill a whole motherfucking generation.
I'm going to kill your whole motherfucking generation. Hey, Fitty, give me a boost. Fitty.
Hit that big-ass ramp.
Fitty, hit that big-ass ramp. God, that shit's annoying.
I can't wait to play that game.
Oh, no.
Well, I can't wait. Yes, you apparently can, because you've had it for like 2 months now.
Yes, and I can't wait.
Oh, okay.
Does not want to play it with you. Can he make that any clearer?
Oh, sorry.
Fuck you is the sentiment.
That's right. I'm the goddamn Batman. I don't need a Robin.
Yeah, go bat your mans.
Yeah. No, but we'll play some co-op, and we'll finally be able to do freaking Mad Moxie DLC, so since we'll all be together and can do it at once.
And I'll have my whole screen.
Yeah.
Yes. I'll have my own screen.
You'll have your whole screen, too.
Yeah.
And I'm going to fucking sit so close to that fucking TV. I ain't shitting you. I'm going to be like...
You're going to eat crackers in bed.
Yes.
You're going to be all up in that TV, aren't you?
Be all up in it. And I'm going to have, like, picture-in-picture with the fucking game facts so I can cheat.
Oh, God.
I'm so excited about this.
Huh. I can tell.
Barely. I'm excited just from pure excitement.
It's contagious.
Yeah.
Video game excitement.
When you haven't had your own TV for, like, a year you can play your own games on and just be by yourself and... with other people online or whatever.
And not have your dad, like, waking up in the middle of it.
Right.
If you honestly pull up game facts on the picture in picture, you have to take a picture and send this to me.
Oh, I'm going to. It will happen.
Okay.
And the main reason why is because fuck you, collection quests.
No,
yes,
I
agree.
I just find it funny that you're going to actually do that.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be hooked up to my PC so I can watch porn in 40 inches, too.
All right.
Yes.
Full disclosure.
Sweet.
Hey.
You're going to need it with that TV and the lack of girlfriend.
Right. I'm going to have porn like on the picture-in-picture while I'm playing video games, so I'm going to do double duty.
I don't want to know what kind you watch. Derailed.
He's just going to play Dragon Age. He's going to hit surprise me when he goes to the end.
No, I'm actually... the reason I'm getting the TV is so I can play Dragon Realms in 40-inch. I can play a text-based game on a giant TV.
You'll be able to read that a lot easier.
Yeah, I'll read it. I'm actually going to turn it on its side so I can lay in bed. And...
If you pay like $80 a month, can you get like 16-point font?
It's an option in the front end to change the font size.
Okay.
Can you change it so it's like papyrus?
Yeah.
It'll be like playing Avatar.
I want to play it in Wingdings.
It doesn't work.
No.
No.
Oh.
Go smiley face.
Yeah, it's really hard to tell what's going on.
Go G Clough.
Right. All right. But, let's take a break and then we come back. We'll give you some value picks.
Oh, really?
How about that?
Yeah.
You just want to make me find more music.
I do. You've got like 3,000 songs.
Oh, yeah.
And you're good at it.
Okay. Like Batman.
Also, Borderlands DLC, I guess, will be out soon with a level cap increase.
Ooh.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, they haven't officially announced it, but they have said that there will be a level cap increase. So thank God.
So it's coming out soon. So you'll be able to go over level 50. Which
and
is,
I will go
and let's
back
pray it's more
game.
Zombie Island of Dr. Ned than Mad Moxie.
Yeah. Maybe if it could be like the Zombie Island of Mad Moxie.
I want to go kill unicorns.
Fuck unicorns.
And manatees.
And love.
Sure.
All right, we'll be back in a few minutes. Or a few seconds for you.
Welcome back.
Hey,
No Quarters.
No Quarters Podcast.
Now is the part in the podcast where we give value picks.
And I
games
think
we like that are cheap.
Yep.
Yes.
So you can buy them and play them and be just like us.
Only cooler.
Generally speaking, yes.
Right. So I've got my my value game pick, and by the time you hear this podcast, it hopefully will be available at this price, and it should hopefully be still at this price. But it's Splosion Man on the Xbox 360 Arcade. It's a side-scrolling, your dude blows up game, and it's a shitload of fun, especially if you can play it co-op, because you can kind of explode each other, and it's sort of a puzzle game. But it's going to be like 400 space dollars.
Something
next
like
week. That. Next yeah. week. 400 Microsoft
week
points.
That
which
just
is,
comes out.
Yeah.
The first week of February.
First week of February. And that's $5.
Yes.
In it real be, money.
Yes. $5 in American currency.
Mm-hmm. That's but like a whole
foot long.
A foot
yes.
long, yeah.
That is 1/8 of the monthly expenditure for Dragon Realms Premium.
He was trying to do that math, but it confused him.
Yeah.
No, I'm good at math.
Oh.
Numbers good, letters bad.
But, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, buy Splosion Man, because it's pretty fucking awesome, and I think all four of us are going to buy it and do some coop.
Exploding. Yeah, because we were thinking about it anyway, and it just happened to be the one that's coming up, mm-hmm. so
yeah.
it was a no-brainer to hold yeah. off.
It's a great simple game that kind of gets complex, but it, some of the...
It's got a nice goofy sense of humor
yeah,
to
it's
it.
Ridiculous.
Yep.
Buy it. Or die.
Yeah, probably still even worth the $10 normal price.
Yeah.
800 space points.
Bunch of levels and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Harlow?
Okay, mine's kind of a twofer, and that's sort of a cop-out, but I want to I want everybody to be able to experience this. And that is, my first choice would be available for consoles, and that's 360 and PS3. Unfortunately, not Wii, I don't
fuck
believe.
Fuck the Wii.
But that's Civilization Revolution.
Oh, Civ Rev.
Oh, hey, yeah. That's pretty cool.
So I think
a
you can see where I'm going.
A version of Civilization 4.
Which is the other pick. If you're a PC person, you're generally, I hate to say it, but you're probably smarter. Probably a little bit more pro at games. And that's a that's a full-blown, not dumbed-down version. Maybe a little too complex at some points.
Mm-hmm.
But they're both great games in their own right. I have and enjoy both of them.
Yeah.
But for different reasons. But Civ Rev is a lot of fun.
I actually like Civ Rev a little better.
Yeah, it's fun because it doesn't make it less fun, really. I mean, it's my only complaint about Civ Rev is that they felt the need to throw in Simlish, if you will,
yeah,
for the characters.
It gets annoying.
That's a little annoying. Other than that, I think it's a fantastic game, and it for that type of game to translate that well onto a console just shows how well they did that. Because
it feels like they streamlined it in all the right places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I played the demo and immediately wanted to buy it.
Yeah, and it's if you can find it, I mean, GameStop lists it as $20 pre-owned. And apparently, you can buy it right off the store online. I believe
it's $30.
Am I speaking out of turn? That there is a PS3 version. I'm pretty sure there is.
I'm pretty sure
it's not listed on GameSpot anymore, but or stop. I keep saying it backwards.
Yeah.
Anagrams, and
right.
But yeah, I mean, if you can find it, it's available for both and probably pretty cheap in a used bin. But yeah, and $20 on Steam for Civ 4. That's just the game. Yeah. I believe there's some expansion stuff. But, you know, the plain vanilla game is probably good enough for you.
Yeah.
And it goes on sale fairly often, so if you really want to, watch out for a bundle with Warlords and Beyond the Sword.
Yeah. Well, and Steam always, it always comes up.
It comes up on all their
as
sales.
A sale on Steam.
Everything comes up
sooner
or
later.
Sale on Steam,
but shop around. They're good value games, mm-hmm. especially. I mean, Civ 4 is like the spend hours upon hours of your life playing kind of game.
Yeah,
but yeah, Civ 5, both of them are quite good.
Very cool. My pick, Crackdown.
We've
mentioned it enough times, and because it was bundled with the Halo 3 beta, you can find there are tons and tons of copies out there. So you can find a used one for like less than $10.
Yeah. All the frat boys went out and bought it for Halo and didn't realize it was actually a great game in and of its own right.
And hopefully they played it because that game really is freaking awesome. It's just all sandbox. It's a superhero sandbox game and done really well. Story doesn't really matter, but it's just fun to level up your guy and just do crazy, crazy stuff. Crazy weapons, crazy abilities, crazy
cars.
Everything. Yeah,
the cars kind of suck, but
yeah,
I mean, really, if you need a car to get around in that game,
That level 4 semi-truck was that bad.
It was kind of cool, but...
Leveling your driving is the most painful, short of finding the orbs.
Yeah. But, I mean, obviously level your driving for the achievement, but if you're using the cars to get around, then I think you're playing that game wrong.
Grand Theft Auto is not. No. It is jump like the Hulk through the city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a fun co-op
and
game,
fucking smash stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of modes for co-op. You can do, like, time trials and all sorts of crazy bullshit.
Yeah, or you can just wander around the city and do whatever you feel like doing.
And shoot rockets at things. Yeah. You know.
And your friend can be on one end of the city. You can be on the other. It doesn't matter.
Yep. Yeah, it's really open-world co-op done really, really well.
Yeah, I was looking because I wanted to pick Infamous, but it's still $40.
Yeah.
So it not quite in the value game range. PS3 games sometimes take a while to go, and especially if they're semi-good selling, considering they're so... few good games on the PS3, unfortunately. But
at least exclusives.
Yeah, at least exclusives. But it's another one. It's another great open world superhero thing. But wait, it'll be cheaper. Need like the greatest hits, whatever they call them. All right.
But yeah, that's... I would pay full price for Crackdown still.
Yeah.
That's how good it is.
Yeah, even though I'm not super jazzed about the idea of Crackdown 2, I'm definitely going to go get it. Regardless, just because I don't care. I mean, at a certain point, I stopped caring about what was actually happening story-wise in Crackdown, and it was far more fun to just leap around a realized city like that.
Was there a story in that game?
Something about some gangs.
Oh, yeah. I thought you just fucking killed people until it told you you won.
Pretty much, yeah.
And then you can still, after you win, go around.
The guy would say, I could see my house from here.
Yeah. God damn!
Yeah.
I mean,
the pedestrians were great in that game.
Yeah, especially smashing them, like jumping from the top of a 100-story building and then doing the power slam down onto the ground and destroying
just watching
a gaggle
of
or picking up a car and throwing it at a group of civilians.
Mm-hmm.
Just good, clean fun.
Yeah, it was just like being Optimus Prime in the Transformers game.
Yes, exactly like
that. That was my favorite episode.
Yep. All right, so there you go, games. Buy them.
Yay.
Games, have fun playing.
Buy them, play them.
So,
do it.
Are we done rambling about MMOs and everything else?
I hope we're done rambling about MMOs for a long time.
Mud.
Yeah.
Okay. MUDs, however.
MUDs. We can go on forever. Text-based MUDs.
Text-based games are the future.
Yeah.
Facts-based games are the future.
Coming up next week, we're going to talk Pimp Wars and Trade Wars.
Nice. Trade Wars, yes.
No, Trade Wars.
Sector
had
85.
Pictures.
Well, okay, ASCII pictures.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah.
All right.
So you're saying it wasn't pure?
Not pure.
Not
exactly.
Pure, no. It was unclean.
It was tainted by ASCII.
Tainted by images.
Tainted ASCII.
Oh, I hate that.
Whoa! What about ANSI? Was ANSI okay?
Nope.
No?
No images whatsoever.
Not even a little smiley face that would roll around?
No, if you put a smiley face, you'll get banned.
What won't get you banned in Dragon Realms? Just...
Playing the game.
You just gotta be real strict about it.
Okay.
Okay,
I'll keep that in mind when I join.
Why don't I tell everybody how to get in touch with us?
Yeah, you should
do
that.
Into this epically long...
That's good, because I do it on the other podcast.
Right.
And
so,
I'm busy reading.
The first and foremost place to look for us, hopefully you may have already visited there, is noquarters.net.
.net.
Which contains... the website with links to post comments, email us, subscribe in iTunes, which we highly recommend subscribing in iTunes. Go in there, search for No Quarters, should find us, rate us, give us a review. You can also send us email to talk@noquarters.net. And if you feel so inclined, if you're on the social networks, we're on Twitter @noquartersnet and on the Facebook, just search
for Facebook.
Yes, Facebook. Search for No Quarters. Yep. And become a fan. And we haven't done much with it yet, but that's because really nobody's on there yet.
Yeah.
But and we're going to start doing a little bit of maybe some blogging action on the No Quarters as we kind of get out of the post-holiday funk and into the swing of playing games.
Yeah, well, there's some pretty big releases kind of starting today with Mass Effect 2. We've got some big games coming out in the next month or two.
Games I won't play until 2012.
Until we're done and let you borrow
them. Hey, you'll have a TV, so you will start being able to
play
these
games. At
least
I can play them when I borrow them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, if you feel like writing a review, if you have something to say about a game and you feel that your vibe kind of matches with ours, feel free to email us at talk@noquarters.net.
We'll make you famous on the internet.
We'll see about posting your stories on our site, an outlet for you to rant and rave.
Works for me.
All right.
Well, thanks, T-Stro, for joining us.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Sorry. You don't play more games. And
yeah, we tend to talk a lot.
I noticed.
In case you notice.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We throw down.
Let's see, next time you come on, and you'll just talk the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee it.
Mm. Yep.
You'll get drunk with power.
Or just drunk.
See, I can, yeah. Or we'll just get you drunk, and then you'll just ramble.
It'll get you drunk.
Yeah. NoQuarters.net. We'll get you fucked up.
Yeah. But thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Mackie.
I'm The Beach.
I'm Harlow.
And we'll see you next time.
All right.
Oh, what does T... Yeah, why not? We'll let him say goodbye.
Bye. I'm the T-Strell. No.
Wait. That's top-ranked rock bander. Yeah. T-Strell.
Top-ranked rock band.
We'd slipping. Say be it's his slipping. Friend on Xbox Live, but shit.
Yeah,
he ain't got no room
He got
for
too many
ass.
Friends.
It's full.
T-Strell, the man at Rock Band. When it comes to rock banding, he is the best that we know. Yes. And this has been No Quarter, so have fun. Play games.